This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. There have been a series of explosions in Baghdad, but no one was injured in either event. As AP's Bed Thomas reports, the explosions followed emotional funerals where protesters chanted anti-American slogans following a deadly attack that killed Iran's top general Qasem Soleimani and several others.
Thousands of mourners marched in a funeral procession through Baghdad for Iran's top general and the Iraqi militant leaders killed in a U.S. airstrike Friday. Iran has vowed harsh retaliation for the death of General Qasem Soleimani, the head of the elite Quds force. President Hassan Rouhani says the U.S. made a big mistake, the consequences of which will be seen for years to come. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's been telling allies in the region, including Iraq's president, that the U.S. remains committed to de-escalation. But a series of rockets fell inside Baghdad's Green Zone Saturday night, where the U.S. embassy is located. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Donald Trump tweeted Saturday that he has 52 Iranian targets picked out and would hit Iran, in his words, very fast and hard should Tehran attack American targets or interests overseas. Trump's threats came as protests took place across the United States against any war with Iran. AP's Julie Walker has more.
At the D.C. demonstration in front of Trump Hotel, Jane Fonda spoke. Organizers say there were protests in 30 cities, including New York's Times Square, where Eric Rossi voiced his concerns about escalating tensions.
Murder and assassination cannot lead to any good consequences.
Susan Schnell is president of Veterans for Peace NYC.
We've seen the death and destruction of war, and we say no more war.
President Trump has said we took action to stop a war, not start one. Julie Walker, New York.
This is VOA News. Some cooler weather has blown into New South Wales, Australia, but hundreds of fires continue to burn in the Australian state and nearby Victoria. The Australian Bureau of Meteorology was predicting temperatures around 25 degrees Celsius along the coast, but warmer inland. That's in sharp contrast to Saturday, where the thermometer soared above 43 degrees in Canberra and nearly 50 degrees in the Sydney suburbs. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Saturday the government has called up 3,000 military reservists to battle the fires. It has also committed $20 million to lease 4 firefighting aircraft for the duration of the crisis.
That will include 2 long-range fixed-wings DC-10s with 36,000 litres capacity and 2 medium-range fixed-wings large air tankers with an 11,000 litre capacity.
The deadly fires, which have been raging since September, have killed at least 24 people, have burned 5 million or more hectares of land, and destroyed more than 1,500 homes. 14 people were killed and 9 wounded in a bombing attack on a bus bringing children back from a school break in northern Burkina Faso Saturday. It was not immediately clear who was responsible for the blast, which occurred in Soro province near the border with Mali. Islamist groups with links to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State have increased attacks in the area over the past 2 years, despite international efforts to stamp them out. Chad has ended a months-long mission fighting Boko Haram in neighboring Nigeria and withdrawn its 1,200-strong force across their common border. The Chadian troops, brought out in pickup trucks and tank transporters, crossed the bridge back to their home capital of N'Djamena by way of the Cameroon border town of Kusere. Boko Haram began the insurrection in Nigeria a decade ago, leading to at least 35,000 deaths, with violence spilling over into Chad, Niger, and Cameroon. China has replaced Wang Zemin, the head of its Hong Kong liaison office, the most senior mainland political official based in the Chinese-controlled territory. His dismissal followed more than 6 months of often violent anti-government protests in the city. China's Ministry of Human Resources and Social Security said on its website late Saturday that Wang, who had held the post since 2017, had been replaced by 65-year-old Luo Huining. Until November, Luo was the top official of China's Communist Party in the northern province of Shanxi. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.